hitting for different places at Homs, actually. Karam Zaytun neighborhood and Al Insha'at neighborhood, Baba Amr neighborhood, Khalidiya neighborhood, and 11 persons have been killed till the moment.
Where were they? Where were the 11 killed?
Inside Homs.
Which neighborhoods?
Among of them, two children and one woman.
But whereabouts were they killed?
Four at Baba Amr, and there is also one children, total five inside Baba Amr. Other at Al Khalidiya, and we have woman at Al Qusur neighborhood.
I've seen live pictures of demonstrations in Al Qusur neighborhood. How can they take place if people are also being killed?
What demonstration inside the Al Qusur?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Demonstration inside every place is now we documented that there is also a demonstrator inside in Khil, and the security forces shoot the demonstrating and kill one person. But this actually, this woman killed yesterday night, not now.
Okay.
We are speaking about total calculation, not now, not right now. Her name, Maya Al-Abed, you can, and I have videos, this is her videos also.
Okay, and did you, has there been any change in the bombardment? It's carried on for some 21 days now. Are there any signs that of tanks moving in, of ground troops moving in?
Nothing can change. Same situation, same siege.
And the same level of bombardment?
Yes, same killing, same level of killing.
How can you survive?
Why this dictatorship, Bashar al-Assad, will change anything? Why he will change? Is there any action from all the world? We don't want a statement. Is there any real action? You see any real action against him? He will never stop. He will keep killing.
What would you like to see the Friends of Syria meeting agreeing today?
We want from them to protect our families, our children, our women, to provide food, to provide medicine, to remove this dictatorship from our head.
Do you want to? Would you like to see the international community arming the opposition?
Yes, and we want any kind of protection for the civilians. It will be welcomed.
What kind of protection? What do you spell it out? What would it be?
Military interfere. It will be welcome from all the world. UN interfere. Any kind of let them determine. And for us, no problem. We want action to stop the blood shedding. That's what we want. We want civilians to be same. We want to. From them to remove this Bashar al-Assad. That's what we want. If this Bashar al-Assad and his killers leave from our country will be safe. We don't want Bashar al-Assad. We don't want Al-Qaeda. We want to build a democracy country and modern country.
Do you know if there's been any progress on evacuating wounded people, including the wounded journalists, from Homs?
No progress.
Why not?
They want only to evacuate the journalists. How about the other injured person? Are we speak about equal humanity, or there is difference between nationality and other nationality?
Is that why there's a hold-up?
Excuse me?
Why is there no progress on evacuating anyone from the city?
Because you are unable to move from street to street, from building to building. There is snipers, there is cannon, there is tank, there is siege. We cannot provide them food. We cannot provide them water to drink. How you can make evacuating? You tell me. How evacuating need protection. Protection from the Security Council, from NATO, from USA, from UK, from strong country. There is nothing on the ground. How you can evacuate? No real pressure against this dictatorship. They are only playing with him. And we are keep killing, and no one care about us, about our life or about children's life. We feel a lot of angers.
Is there any negotiation at all with officials about evacuating wounded people?
I don't know. This is with the Free Army. I don't know. I only care about human rights. Helping and supporting. I care about injured person, and I care about providing food and water to the people. That my concern. That my real concern.
Is the Free Syrian Army still fighting the regular army in Homs?
Actually, there is this. We don't know from where they received this sentence that the Syrian army fighting the regular army. Free army only, we are speaking about small groups. They have light weapon, protect women from raping and protect children from killing. This is their mission only.
They are still fighting to that end.
They will keep protecting until they die.
Okay, I'll let you get your phone. Thanks very much.
Okay, but please send us the link for the interview.
I will do. Thank you very much. Thanks.